A soldier in the army of Alexander the Great committed a crime and was brought before Alexander. And Alexander questioned him. He asked him, "What is your name?" And the soldier replied, "Alexander." "What?" said Alexander the Great. "What did you say your name was?" "Alexander," said the soldier. He said, "Really? Your name is Alexander?" He says, "Either change your name or change your ways of acting, because no one can bear my name, Alexander the Great, and behave as you behaved. You are guilty of the crime charged." How do we identify ourselves? Names give identity to things and people. In the first reading, we hear how Adam named all the animals and creatures, giving them their identity. And then he named, woman, that intimate identity, that out of her man that she was came from, that intimate identity of husband and wife that Jesus talks about in the gospel. That identity held up in marriage is an identity that we can look to too, and our way of living out our identity as sons and daughters of God. Now we know, if we identify ourselves as Buckeye Catholics, and we're wearing our OSU, Ohio State University shirts and all of our paraphernalia, we wouldn't expect to see a Buckeye Catholic rooting for the opposite team. They would be acting as we're named. Likewise, how are we acting on our and living out the faith that we have professed as Christians, as Catholics, as sons and daughters of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus? Are we living into that reality of that name, of how we are identified? As I said, marriage can help us look at that, at how we're doing that, because in marriage, two people are committed to one another, loving one another, in good times and in bad, in richer or poorer, in sickness and in health. It's not an easy commitment to live out. And without God, that commitment would almost be really impossible to live out. So Jesus says, what God has joined together, let no one put asunder. And we look at, and the church looks at and understands, marriage is a sacrament. That's something, and a sacrament is something that God has put together and brought together in those two people. And we know in our human failings that when marriage doesn't work out, that the divorce does happen. And the church looks at that, and to see whether there was a sacrament there from the beginning. Was it capable of being a sacrament of unconditional love, of unconditional forgiveness? Were the two people there capable of entering into that sacramental marriage? And if not, the church says, no, it wasn't designed by God. It wasn't capable because of our human failings to be that sacrament that the church holds up as that ideal. And so the church will pronounce an annulment saying that marriage, not that the marriage didn't, civilly happen, but that it was not a sacramental marriage, the way the church upholds that ideal of marriage. The things that go into that commitment of marriage go into that commitment of living out our life of faith too. Without someone, a husband and wife, committed partners are able to be there for one another, helping them to live out that life of faith, helping them to be each other, to be the best they could possibly be. And while we, don't have that exact same intimacy in our relationship to the church, we are there for the church and one another. At the noon mass, we'll be celebrating, a couple of baptisms. And in those baptismal promises, we as a community promise to be there for one another, to be there with the parents, helping raise those children in the faith, to help those parents be the best parents they can be. We are here each week committed to being here for one another, in good times and in bad. And while we are, identified by our name of Catholic Christian in the Roman Catholic Church, most of us, we from week to week are here in a specific community. And we're here in a community of believers that we are here for one another, in good times and in bad, and through difficult times. And just as in the marriage commitment, you know, both parties aren't always going to, you know, there's going to need to be have compromises for the good of the relationship, or even in a roommate relationship on campus, you know, two people that are different coming together and needing to work things out. But even more so in a community of faith, because we're called together and bound together by love, by Christ's love. And just as the husband and wife are images of two becoming one, so that whatever happens to one happens to another, likewise, in another bigger way, in our community, we are all part of the body of Christ. We are one, made one in this Eucharistic bread and wine, when we consume it together, becoming one in Christ, so that whatever happens to one of us in suffering and sickness and all, it affects us all. We're all there for one another. So we can be challenged, you know. How are we, you know, committed to being here for one another week by week? Because when we're not in a, you know, sometimes we travel and we're there for other people in other situations when we're traveling. But when we're here in town, how big is our commitment to being here every week for one another? How big is our commitment to supporting this community of faith, you know, beyond just attending Mass on Sunday? But being here with our, you know, with our resources, with our talents, and sharing our gifts for the good of the community. We each are named as sons and daughters of Jesus Christ, of God our Father, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. How well do we live out that commitment? By being together here in community, committing ourselves to that and with God, we are able to be the people God calls us to be.